Opposition Forum for Democratic Change has re-echoed calls for Parliament to withdraw the proposed Protection of Sovereignty Bill of 2026, arguing that it creates no new value and duplicates existing provisions and creates an imaginary legal gap. Speaking at the party's headquarters in Najjanankumbi earlier today, the party president, Patrick Amoriat, said that the bill does not necessarily seek to strengthen sovereignty, but is rather designed to silence, imprison and destroy the Ugandan people's ability to speak and live in freedom.
On behalf of the Forum for Democratic Change, a party founded on the principle that sovereignty belongs to the people of Uganda, I want to register our total rejection of the Protection of the Sovereignty Bill 2026. This bill, like other laws that the NRM has made in the recent past, is designed to do one thing, to silence, imprison and destroy the Ugandans' ability to speak, assemble, challenge power, speak to power and live in freedom. To the Ugandan mother in Masaka, Okotido, whose son sends money from London every month, under this bill, your son is a foreigner. You may need ministerial permission to receive money from him.
The Protection of Sovereignty Bill of 2026, tabled on the floor of the House on April 15th by State Minister for Internal Affairs, seeks to, among other things, regulate foreign funding and influence targeting NGOs, civil society and individuals. And